Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I want to talk about burnout within the context of content creation. So this video is mainly tailored and targeted toward my fellow content creator, whether you are on YouTube or any other platform. Burning out has been something I almost reached out to a year ago, but thankfully I pulled back and understood the state I was in. But once I understood that I was about to burn out and the reasons, at least for me, I started to become more aware of that state and what causes it, or at least what are the elements that the content creators take, right? Have to watch out in order to avoid that. And again, this is from my personal viewpoint, and I'm gonna talk mainly about YouTube. So let's just get into it. So burning out is the state when you get tired, you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, you're just exhausted, you can barely speak, you can't do anything, really. You feel, and I did not experience that, but I know people who did. You feel like you have wasted a lot of your time for a reason that you don't know why, right? And you don't feel motivated anymore to do anything. So that's my rough definition of burnout. And how do you get it? You get it because, and especially within the context of content creation, within the context of software engineering, and you're going to see it as a viewer. You guys notice this. You notice when people are optimizing, let's put that word, optimizing their content so that you, the viewer, click on it. Optimizing their content so that we don't lose you in the first 30 seconds. Optimizing the thumbnails so we add stinking borders of certain colors so you can click. Optimizing the content so we add our faces because some people click on faces and others don't. All this is just nonsense. If you think about it, it's just nonsense. And YouTube is not making it any better, because it's going to show you in the back end, which you guys don't see in the analytics, that, oh, this video did really worse than the previous 10 videos. But this video did really great. So this encourages you to make videos, not because you like making that kind of videos, because they work. And what do we mean by work? They work because certain audiences respond to that. I'm not saying anything wrong with that. It's a path that you can take. It's a lucrative path if you have the mental prowess to go there. But it's a very deadly path. You've seen so many YouTubers burn out because of that. They would make a series, or you make a certain video that works, that goes viral, and then they would make the same kind of content because it works. But they have no soul. You can see the desperation in our content that we create just so we can get you to watch. And it's really sad. If you are a viewer and you know about this, it's really sad. it's almost like we lost the touch of creativity and art. I mean, imagine if Picasso or Van Gogh comes to this stage, and they're nobodies, and they just start posting their, I don't know, Instagram, right, pictures. Nobody would click on it or like it, right? Because certain, it's definitely not for everybody. They are famous now because we made them famous, right? Because it's just, it's popular. We know them. Of course, we're going to like there because they have value. But today, they will never survive. I don't think so. Because you get, you're going to post their picture, and then they're going to start feeling that, oh, they, because they're seeing the feedback. Oh, they didn't do this. Oh, let me change it so we can do this. As an artist, and I do consider software engineers, engineering, as a phase, as a branch of art in itself, because the way you come up with a design to solve a problem is unique to you. When you want to learn how to design systems, the worst, funny enough, the worst thing you can do is actually watch someone else design a system. Ironically, I've made tutorials or whatever you want to call them, but even in those tutorials or the system design videos, I say that, guys, I try to explore multiple ways, and I tell you there is no one right solution. This is just, and even when I make these videos, I never prepare, because if you prepare, then you're telling the audience that, hey, guys, this is the right way. I never say in any of my videos that this is the right way and this is the wrong way. I get tell you my opinion about certain things, but I never say there is a right or wrong. It's up to you. And the art of content creation about software engineers is a different field by itself. And I try, that's what I try to do. So when I want to talk about a certain topic, I will pick that topic and I will just, no script or anything, I will just straight talk about that topic. These are the most terrible performing videos on YouTube because, first of all, they are long. Well, YouTube standard, they are 25 minutes, 30, sometimes I go to an hour, because my point is not to make something so that you enjoy, right? It's just to build something that I want to build, right? And this is part of the content, essentially. And some of you resonated with that content, some of you don't. And that's okay, because whatever you're going to build, and I'm talking to content creators out there, whatever you want to build, you have to just build it. You have to create it. You don't take others' opinions, or you don't listen to feedback, or you don't say, oh, this is wrong way of doing it, this is the right way. No. You don't have to do any of that, because that will pollute your kind of art. So that's the first thing. The influence of the content creation platform itself on the artist or the content creator. In case of YouTube, you're looking at your analytics and you try to replicate the things that works, and you don't have a soul or you don't have a willing to make that kind of content because you tried it once and you just, sometimes you just get sick of doing the same thing again. So you change, and when you change, YouTube punishes you because, hey, why, how dare you change? Because if you change, then the audience that you accumulated also change with you. Because it's like, okay, oh, I don't like to watch that kind of content. I'm not going to click on it. And then YouTube shows you this gray down arrows, which content creators hate. And you get into this spiral where now you're watching other YouTube videos. Okay, how do I increase the click-through rate, and how do I increase the watch time? And you start adding these hacks into your content, which kind of just stress you even more. These hacks, oh, I have to think about, oh, what the audience, I have to keep the audience attention for the first 30 seconds. Wow. Okay. And I have to add like flashy images and B-rolls every 3 seconds. I personally don't want to do that. I don't have the time to do any of that stuff. Because, and that's what people respond to. So people start doing more and more of it. And now, let's take that and then compare it to other creators, right? So now you're creating something. And now you say, you see it's not working. So, and you see other people doing certain things that works. So you start replicating that thing. Just because you want, your goal is to increase the views, is to increase the watch time. Once that become your goal, I think it's just, it's a dead on arrival kind of a situation. Because like, if your goal is to increase your views and watch time and the likes, then you're making content for that. And if you really think about it, you say, okay, Hussein, really, my goal is not to increase my watch time. If I increase the watch time, I'm going to get more views. If I get more ads, I'm going to get more money. That's essentially, I want to get more money because I am poor and I want to pay my bills. You can have that as a goal, as a final destination, and you can walk through that, right? And then nothing wrong with that, I'm saying. But that, you can follow that path. Watch time, the views. But that pollutes your art. So, that pollutes your art. Because now your art is infected with these side things that has nothing to do with the art itself, with the content creation itself. And once you really speak the truth and speak what you really want to say, right, without having these thoughts on your back and, no pun intended, without having your thoughts like, okay, I said this, I should have said this. Oh, this sentence was too long. I have to make it shorter because people, this is the first 30 seconds. Oh, I should not swear in the first 30 seconds because YouTube will kind of demonetize. It is just stress. You might say, well, it's not really that much. Well, it's not much for a video, but if you get making it for 100 videos, it's going to pain. It is going to make you really suffer through that. And nobody wants to edit thumbnail. Nobody enjoys that, as far as I know. Right? Nobody wants to add all these B-rolls. There are certain, it depends really, right? I shouldn't have said nobody. I mean, if your art is movie creation, then of course, right? It's like, okay, this is the when you add the B-roll, exactly how the B-roll is shot, 4K, all that stuff, that's art in itself. If you're building it that way, not for the, because the viewer is at this certain second is about to lose it and click off the video and you're trying to change it, so they, and you can see these captions where they, people add text and over speech and things flashing left and right just to keep your attention. It's just exhausting. No wonder people are burning out. Of course they're gonna burn out. I've been watching people with 500,000 subscribers that have been getting like hundreds, thousand views every video. And recently, they've been getting 2,000 views. It's nuts that I say 2,000 views is less, which is nuts in this world. 2,000 people watched your content. Oh my God. How is this few? I don't understand the world anymore. The world is just screwed up. Really? If 100 views is this few? Oh my God. Now, with respect, because we keep looking at TikTokers who get like 3 million views in a 15 seconds video. Okay, nothing wrong. I'm not saying anything wrong with anything. I'm just giving you the path that is more effective. for your health, right? At the end of the day, just there's joy in creating genuine art and genuine content. Yes, and I'm calling content creation for software engineering art, because anything you talk about has a root. Those people who build Postgres, the database, right, has spent a lot of time architecting that, and why they built it this way versus MySQL as a database. That's art to me. I love to talk about this stuff. There are two different approaches that leads to the same outcome, but each have different pros and cons. I love to discuss this stuff. There is art in everything that you create, especially in the design phase itself. All right, guys, I'm going to keep this video short and sweet. I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.